The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Principles are universal truths that are changeless. It's the foundation of something. Principles will govern you because they're principles to marriage. They will affect your behavior if you understand and operate by these principles. And if you just get the principles, it'll work. In the last days, perilous times are going to come. Times that are hard and difficult to deal with. That's why in the world you're seeing so many divorces. But God has given you a foundation. The truth of God's word. One of the principles you and I are called to operate in is the principle of love. This love is not a feeling. Love in the kingdom is a decision. When God says the man is the head is responsible to set an example of love for everybody else. Love never fails. Never. The first commandment is to love God. I said it's to love God. Now, let's go to John chapter 14, because this is the first commandment. I gotta love God. Look what it said in verse 21. He that has my commandments and does what? Keepeth them. It is he that loves me. So who loves God are the ones that does what God says. Say amen to that. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands. Say amen to that. Now, this love is not a feeling, so I'm not looking for a feeling. I'm looking to obey God. Amen. Now, it says something interesting about this scripture because it says that he that has my commandments and keepeth them is he that loves me. Watch this. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I'll manifest myself to him. You'll see a miracle taking place. God can do some things. Say amen to that. Folks, I'm looking in the Bible here. I'm looking where God gives people dreams. Come on, God told this one king that took Sarah in his harem there in Genesis chapter 20, gave him a dream, and this is what he told him in the dream. You're but a dead man. Man, that'll wake any man up. You get up, whoa, now hold on. I'm just saying it's very interesting sometimes how we get in here and somehow we have applied these things to where God wants the application. Let's go at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're coming back to Luke. Let's 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's just look at that very quickly. Be ye followers of me, this is Apostle Paul, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances, we get down to that foundation again, as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. And the head of the who? Woman is a man. And the head of who? Christ is God. Now understand, the head of every man is Christ. So if my wife has problems with me and I won't listen to her, she goes to my boss. Now, are you with me here? You see, the enemy wants you to leave the word. He wants you to leave the covenant that God promised you. God's going to take care of things for you. And what we've left is a supernatural when you leave the word. You left the miracle working power of God. And we're coming into situations in these last days that, hey, ain't no natural counseling going to get you out of that. You need some spiritual counseling. You need a miracle from Almighty God. Say amen to that. Folks, God can turn situations around that you have proved, you know that they're hopeless. And God can turn them around. And he can turn them around if you got faith in God. Faith comes by the word of God. Don't turn your back on the word. Get back in the word. Now, don't be trying to evaluate it to see how is this going to work. I told you it's a higher principle. It's not intellectual. It's power-based. And as you work it, you'll see a manifestation in your life. Say amen to that. Now, I know some of y'all, you're going to take a little while to get this in you. Because you figuring out a way, nah, that my situation, my, I'm exceptional. No, you're not. You fall right under this right here. Say amen to that. Amen. This word has changed better situations and more drastic or hopeless situations than you have. I can guarantee you right there. Now look at Luke chapter 6 for me, please. Yeah, this is going to be a marriage teaching like you ain't never heard it before. Look at verse 47. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'm going to show you who he's like. He's like a man which built a house, dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house. He could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. I like it. Underline one word in that paragraph. When, in that verse, when the flood came, not if it came. I said, not if it came. Marriages in these last days are under attack. The families raising kids in these last days is under attack. But God says, I'm going to send you in like a sheep among wolves. And they're not going to even be able to touch you. Not going to be able to touch your family. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Satan-proof your home. And look what it said. Now, he said, he could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was what? Great. All right, notice these are two separate housing things. This is not housing project. These are talking about lives here. So there's two separate situations. One, they heard the word and began to do it. And in doing, they then begin to put a foundation in their lives. And you know yourself, if you want to build a tall building, most of the work is spent on the foundation. Because you got to make sure that that foundation is sure in your life or in your family. And one of the things that you got to do is make sure you're doing it by the book. Noah just couldn't go get some wood. And when God told him, get acacia wood, he can't go out there and get some plywood. And God tells him to cut it for 30 cubits. He can't just cut it 25. Well, I'm going to save some wood. No, you got to take this word just like it said and put it in there. Say amen to that. Now, don't leave. I'm trying to teach you something here. All right? So, a foundation. Look at Psalm chapter 11, please. And Psalm chapter 11 and verse 3. Psalm 11 verse 3 says this. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's what the devil is after. He's after the foundation. The foundation is the truth of God's word that now you are practicing in your heart. And when God comes over here and says the man is the head, he didn't say head of any woman. He said head of the woman. So ain't no other man head of my wife. I'm the head of my wife. Now notice when he said head, he's talking about leadership again. Well, I just read you the principles of leadership from the Bible. So the head is responsible for everybody else. The head is responsible to set an example of love for everybody else. Say amen to that. The head is responsible for making sure everybody else is protected. The head is responsible for making sure that everybody else is provided for. That's the head. Amen. See, it had nothing to do with dominating that woman. The curse that came over Adam and Eve about the woman under that man had to do with the curse. And once we've been redeemed from the curse, the woman now is not walking under his feet. She's walking by his side. Say amen. And when the scriptures say that the woman is, it didn't say she's the weaker vessel. It says treat her as the weaker, meaning that you take care of her because in other ways she is stronger than a man. I don't know a man that can have a baby. I don't, not one. Say amen. She has properties that he doesn't have, but she had been made more delicate. And she, when God went to the ground, he went to the ground once, not twice, once, because the man is the fundus. He is the Latin word. He is the foundation of this house. And if he's out of place, something's out of place. Say amen to this. So God makes sure that he's taken care of the foundation and put some things in him that he's able to hold some things up. But if you switch roles, now somebody who's not built like that is trying to hold everything up, and it weighs on them. Now, I know you have single family women handling the household. God gives a grace for that. He gives a grace so that you'll be able to shoulder those things, but you got to get in the Word of God and get God's Word and His strength for it. Lord have mercy. This is not a war between people. Say amen to that. This is a coming together. He didn't take 50% and 50% and put them together. He took 100% of a man and 100% of a woman and put them together. Adam didn't even know he needed a woman because he was whole. What has happened is you got people all fractured inside and hurt and so forth, and they gravitating towards somebody that they think can make up the difference in their hurt and get hurt again. You need to get whole, then you get married. Are y'all following what I'm saying here? The time you get married is when you ain't looking. You be looking too hard, and that cause something missing. You trying to get off into some mushy mushy. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. It's a healing that you need, because God makes you whole, and then you move into there. Say amen to that. That's that story about in Luke chapter 16, where the man sat outside the gate, outside the gate of the rich man, and he was poor, he was a beggar, and the Bible says he was immobile, and dogs came and licked his sores. Why do dogs lick the place where they're hurt? They lick it because in their saliva it's healing. But he's saying in this case, dogs. Meaning that when people are hurt sometimes, they're track dogs. They're track people who really don't mean them any good. Are you following what I'm saying? And you got to resist that until you step back, build a foundation. It's going to take a little time. But God can heal you. He can take you and make you forget what you even been through. This is your time. You in here. Now, it may be taking just a little more time. But understand, God's got you on his mind. Because he knows fulfills what he's made you for. And you will reach your destiny. I said you will reach your destiny. This man was telling a story. I was listening to it. He was at a meeting, and he was in the military. And he said his group of people over in Iraq, they were supposed to move in on the enemy. And this is when they captured Saddam or whoever he was, or bin Laden. And he was part of that thing. And he said their radios and everything went out. And he said they were supposed to meet the other group at a certain point at a time. But now they get behind time, their radio went out, and so forth and so on. And they start trying to fix it, and so forth. They couldn't get it, and the helicopter had to drop some parts in. They got it finally fixed, but now they're a half an hour late. And they said they moved on, and they got an accomplished mission or whatever have you. But they were told, it's good that you didn't come when you came, when you were supposed to come. They said, why? Because there was an ambush set up for you with IEDs that would have taken you right off that track, taken your life. Now notice, the delay was a divine delay. Sometimes we think, well, what's happening here? I believe I received. Just be cool, honey. God is fixing you up. So when he puts you in it this time, ain't gonna be no coming out. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Now, let me just cover one more thing. Realize, when you get in a marriage situation, and there's a situation that pops up in it, you got help. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call on me. And I'll help you. Over in Matthew 28, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Say amen to this. Over in Matthew 13:10, you have access to mysteries. Over in James chapter 1, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Proverbs 2:6-7, he's laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. Over in John chapter 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. You got supernatural guidance. Over in, Lord have mercy, let's go to this one. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. See, that's what you need. You need the word of God. You don't need somebody crying down there. Well, honey, you know, wait a minute. There's a way to solve that. Now, I'm not saying stay in some kind of abusive thing, but I'm saying don't be jumping so fast out of the whole thing. God may have a way he can turn a situation around in your life. You ask God first. Just don't do it without God's help. That's all I'm saying. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There has no temptation taken you. Temptation means test or trial. In other words, other folk done been through what you're going through. But God, somebody say, but God, is faithful, who will not suffer you to go through above that you are able, but will with the temptation also what? What will he do? He gonna make a way to escape so that you be able to what? Barron, Smith Wigglesworth's wife said, Smith, I need you to go to church with me. I told you not to go to that church down there. He was mean. He was angry. And next thing she said, Smith, I got to go to church tonight. Woman, if you go to that church tonight, I'm going to lock you out. She went on to that church, prayed with the prayer warriors, prayed for Smith, came back, tried to get in, locked out. What did she do? Get right down there, covered herself up with a coat, and went to sleep that night. Then Smith came, opened the door in the morning, get the paper or something, and she fell in. Smith, listen, I can fix you breakfast. And went on in and fixed him breakfast. Now, how could she do this? Because she's got Galatians 5:22-25. She got joy in the midst of sorrow. She's got love when everybody else would hate. She's got a supernatural disposition It is given by God. Say amen to that. I'm here to tell you, nothing can stop your victory. God said, if he be for you, nothing can stand against you. That same man, Smith Wigglesworth, is now become one of the greatest apostles known on the face of this earth. And the apostle Paul was as mean as a rattlesnake. He was persecuting and consenting for Christians to be killed. But one day on the Damascus Road, as Paul was moving to get some more Christians, a light came from heaven. I'm telling you, God will make a light come from heaven on that man. Turn him around in 3 days. Glory to God. Now, why can this happen? Because love never fails. Never. Let me finish. I'm here to tell you right now, you're going through, God knows it. He's not left you alone. The only thing I can use as an analogy is a flight plan. And I remember I was in missions in the Air Force, flying fighters. I got to go from one point to another, or in the States here. I've got to go to New York, to California. I don't know whether you know it or not, but along the way, winds come to blow you off. Along the way, some clouds, cumulonimbus clouds, build up. Some of the tops are 55,000 feet. You dare not go through them because they got hailstones as big as softballs. Along the way, other traffic is coming. And the controller has to direct you around. He'll tell you, turn left, heading 270. Take you out for about 4 minutes and then turn back right, heading 090. Bring you back on course. What am I saying? If you check the computer, 90% of that flight was corrections. Constant. Constant. In marriage, we make mistakes. And 90% of it could be little corrections. Sweetheart, I didn't mean to say it like that. But if you keep your faith in God, you're going to reach your destiny. Well, I trust that you were blessed by that powerful teaching. Now, this is called Kingdom Families. That's part of a three-disc series. Now, here's a couple of points you might want to remember. One is that the first commandment is to love God. You see, when you don't love God or people don't love God, then it's hard to do anything else with him because there's no love or fear of God. The idea about loving God, the Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 21, he who loves me keeps my commandments. So if a person loves God, they're going to keep God's word. So you can show them in the word what God's word says, and then they're going to keep that word. So that's the love of God. If something's wrong with marriages and I'm counseling, I don't want to know who's right. I want to know what's right. So I go right to the word of God, because what his word says, it becomes a mediator for whatever is going on between two people. You see what I'm saying? So you got to love God first. Now, secondly, is your faith in God can release miracles that'll turn around the most hopeless situation. Now, you got to understand that we're not up against an intellectual devil. We're up against an enemy that it takes power to move him. And the power comes from the word of God. The Bible says where the word of God is, there is power. So you need the word of God. And I've seen miracles happening in marriages. And people think things are impossible, or it's dead or whatever. God will bring dead things back to life. That's the power of God. So the key is to maintain the principles of God so that we can get the power of God and we can see the results of God in our lives and marriages. Now, our announcer is going to give you some more important information, how you can order this powerful set of teachings. I'll be right back.
Principles are universal truths that are changeless. It's the foundation of something. Principles will govern you because they're principles to marriage. They will affect your behavior if you understand and operate by these principles. And if you just get the principles, it'll work. In the last days, perilous times are going to come. Times that are hard and difficult to deal with. That's why in the world you're seeing so many divorces. But God has given you a foundation, the truth of God's word. One of the principles you and I are called to operate in is the principle of love. This love is not a feeling. Love in the kingdom is a decision. When God says the man is the head is responsible to set an example of love for everybody else. Love never fails. Never.
Come back to the Garden of Eden and build a marriage and family on the foundation of the principles of the kingdom of God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled Kingdom Families. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. To experience heaven on earth, you must be born again to have the blessing of the Word of God and the fruit of His Spirit that carries life into your kingdom family.
I'd like to invite you to one of the most powerful conferences that we have all year. We're talking about how to put marketplace and faith together to make them work for the good. It's our Missions and Marketplace Conference right here at Living Word Christian Center, March 25th through the 27th. Now, our theme this year is Kingdom Stewardship. We have some of the most prominent speakers in the world. They're going to be gathered here. We're going to have workshops that are designed to help expand and increase your ministry or business. Topics such as branding, leadership development, financial management, social media, marketing, and much, much more. Register now at mm.billwinston.org or call us at 866-816-4653. It is our 2015 Missions and Marketplace Conference. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you there.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministry's partners and viewers.